All right, you're listening to WCSB Cleveland, 89.3 FM. Got to get that CD player running. Why, you ask? Why? Because we got some special guests today. Mr. Travis Larson, Ms. Jennifer Young, and Mr. Mark Storm.
Once again.
You guys made it back through.
Again, yeah, well, when were we here? Was it 2 months ago?
Yeah, about that.
A couple months ago? Wow, it's like...
A month and a half?
It's almost like we live in Cleveland now.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, good... Good for some.
Well, you know what? You guys came back. Yeah, really. You had good weather when you came in, and then we had some lousy weather last weekend, and now you're back, and the weather's beautiful.
We try and do it that way, and I understand it's raining in California.
So, is it really?
Yeah. So, we, you know, it's all part of the great plan.
How do you get away with this?
Travis,
well, you know, it's a karma stacked up for miles, I think, is what it is.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How are you?
Tired.
Yeah, I bet. You guys have a kind of a grueling schedule?
Yeah.
A little bit for the last 3 months. We haven't stopped since we were here last, but we are currently doing some Guitar Center clinics. And so it's just Jennifer and I. Dale is back at home. He's got, you know, a student roster of drum students, and he's attending to them. And then we meet up with him next Thursday in San Francisco and do some dates with Mike Keneally and Brian Beller.
Perfect. So,
but for the time being, it is the dynamic duo of Jennifer and myself. And that's what you're going to see here in the Midwest this week.
Fantastic.
So we're having some fun. And it's kind of cool because as much as we love drummers, it's a lot easier not to carry all their stuff around. And
yeah,
you know, especially when you're flying and in rental cars and all that sort of stuff. But we did bring Mark Storm, as we always do, because we are doing some Electro Voice clinics on this run. We did Detroit last night, the Guitar Center there, and we did another Guitar Center near Detroit the night before that. And we're actually not doing any here because we did Guitar Centers last time we were here. So we came to Cleveland just to see you, Randy.
Wow. And, thank you.
And then tonight at Wilbert's, we're doing that show with our buddy Doug Johns. But really, we just came to Cleveland because we got friends in Cleveland and we wanted to come say hi to everybody. So.
Am I the only disc jockey you know in the country?
No, you're not.
But, so but there are more.
You are the only one in Cleveland.
Okay. I knew there was a catch.
Are you saying that there's ones that we should know more appropriately or...
Well, you know, everybody comes through the areas, like Rush comes through, they forgot to call again. Everybody, you know.
Right, right.
It's just one of those things. Everybody forgets to call. Yeah, I understand. I'll cut you some slack. Well, but TLB always comes through.
Well, we like, you know, we like to come in. I mean, there's a certain amount of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Narcissism? No.
Camaraderie? Abuse. Like an ice pick to the forehead.
Right, right. No. Well, you know, the thing about Rush is they're, I don't know if they qualify as fusion, and some of our stuff, I wouldn't say we're entirely a fusion band, but some of our stuff qualifies as fusion. So, you know, I think we're probably more appropriate for the show, right?
Yeah, I would say.
I wouldn't take it personally, you know.
Well, you know, considering just about, I think every single song TLB has out, I can air.
Oh, well, great.
Without...
Great. Well, I'm going to hold you to that on a regular basis.
We're playing it all today.
That's right.
We're going to play 15 seconds of each song. Try to keep up with it.
Exactly. And which parts? And then you have to name them all, and at the end of the contest, somebody wins...
Nothing?
Right, right. So somebody wins...
You get an attaboy.
A Randy Eller back rub.
Yeah. It's not worth much.
Right, right. Well, who wants to rub Randy Eller's back?
Perfect. They're not lined up for that either.
Right, right.
Well, it's great to have you guys back.
Thank you.
You're not going to be doing anything in Cleveland with us. No Guitar Centers. We can't go.
No.
We can't go to a Guitar Center, sit around and drink coffee.
Well, but no, we're playing. You can come drink tonight, though.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Drink and eat. We're playing Wilbert's tonight. Doug Johns goes on at 9. We go on after him, and the hijinks will ensue. It should be a good show.
There's also a headlining band tonight, and I'm going to have to look it up because I don't even know who it is.
The Barry Mando Project. Is that correct?
Barry Mando?
Yeah, they're... They're out of one of the southern states, and I checked out their music, and it was pretty cool stuff.
Really?
It was, kind of a jazz band, more so than we are. We're a little more on the proggy rock side. But
so they're a little more traditional jazz.
Yeah, from what I heard.
Scares me, smooth jazz.
Well, it wasn't like Kenny G or anything.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
Then I guess we'll let him play.
Right. No, it sounded like a pretty cool band, but I wasn't familiar with them. I think they're from, I don't know, we'll make something up.
Canada.
I thought you said Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, yes, that is right. You are correct.
See, you told me that.
How do you remember these things?
I don't remember much. Something stuck. You happened to go in the right direction. It came out.
Awesome.
Oh, boy. You know, it's great to see you guys again. You got the new record out.
We do, and we've been playing it and promoting it and touring on it ever since we saw you last.
How's it going?
Very, very well, and it's kind of fun to play these clinic gigs the last few nights, because doing in stores, you know, you get to play at slightly lower volume sometimes, which is cool because you don't have to jam earplugs in and you can get really good sound. And we've had that beautiful EVPA every night that we've been able to play through and get a nice stereo mix. And not every club is like that, you know. Sometimes we have different sound systems and different things that arise at various clubs. Different sound men are always a challenge. Although, looking forward to Wilbert's tonight, because that sound man that we used last time there, he was probably the coolest guy we've dealt with at Wilbert's.
Really?
As far as that goes. So.
Which means then they fired him for that reason. Isn't that the way it always works?
You're going to get yourself in trouble over there, Randy.
Well, no. I mean, it's just, it's
I know,
Murphy's
I know
law.
Mike loves you.
Murphy's law.
Right. So, but no, hopefully he'll be there, because, we actually, last time things ran really smoothly and we had a good show. And they had, a 17-piece band last time, or was it even more than that? It was something ridiculous.
1,700.
Oh, yeah. There were people everywhere.
There was an a cappella band that opened up the show, and I think it was 17, 18 people on stage. Maybe I'm thinking 27 or 28, but it was a lot of people.
And in the middle of the set, there are people walking in from outside. One guy came from behind the bar to join. I mean, they were everywhere.
My theory is that because of that, and we were playing as a full trio last time, that because tonight we're playing as a duo, there'll probably be like 30 or 40 people in the other band. I know
Doug Johns has two people.
Right, and we have
you
two
guys
people.
Have two people.
We should just start touring together. That's almost a band.
Yeah.
Two people there, two people here. You got four people and two bass players that kick butt. We could play Big Bottom every night. It would be awesome.
Oh, boy, that's
Talk
bad.
Talk about bum cakes.
What happened to your bacon mascot?
That was that run. This is this run. I'm not sure what our mascot is on this run. We haven't figured it out yet. Mark is our mascot.
Mark's the mascot.
Mark is our Elektra Voice rep, and more than that, he's kind of family these days. And a lot of musicians say that about reps that they deal with when they do clinic runs and things like that. But Mark really is. Mark's actually coming out in November, and you should get in on this, Randy. The end of November, I'm having a big birthday bash out there, and Mark's going to come out, and just for that, with his wife, and hang out for 4 days.
29?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
And you?
29 and a half.
Right.
And I have underwear that old. Thank you.
So, that's what's been going on. We've been touring on the record, still trying to remember the tunes, you know. Well, tonight will be interesting. We'll try and mix it up a little bit, play some stuff we didn't last time, hopefully.
Well, Jen came over here, and she had to look at the CD to figure out what song to play. Now, weren't you the one that did most of the production on it?
Yes. That doesn't mean I remember any of the songs.
She
or what order they are, or the titles, or any of that.
She hasn't slept in 4 days.
Really? You guys are having a rough run.
She recognizes the count-offs, though.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go.
And instead of sleeping, you came up to the radio show. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Well, she's sleeping right now, Randy.
Yeah, I did notice that, yeah.
Sorry.
We need to get her some coffee.
We just, she actually is drinking a soda, which is a very, very rare occurrence for her. So,
I'm sorry,
riveting,
Jen,
riveting radio, riveting.
I'm glued to the edge of my seat with this.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, so what a great show that was!
That was one of the best shows on TV. So, how are you doing, Randy? You doing okay?
I'm tired and I'm stressed out.
Yeah,
but thank you.
Right on. Well, that's
work has been a little bit of a. It's been rough. So we're muddling our way through it.
That's okay.
I'm just trying to keep the wheels on the wagon. And
but, you
I'm,
know, every time I come in here, you know, it's a running joke that Randy's a train wreck.
Today I am one. Today is an official train wreck. But, you know, I do have to say, yeah, it's great to see you guys. And I'm probably so stressed out and just coming down off of this stress frazzle.
Gotcha.
That I'm actually not even abusing you.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
I got to find my stride here.
But we got David Garfield come in later, right?
Yeah, David's supposed to be stopping up. He's coming back to town to see family.
So maybe tonight we'll keep it all cordial between us and take it all out on Dave.
Yeah, we'll beat up on Dave. Perfect.
He's one of my favorite piano players, by the way.
You know, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
He really is. David Garfield's just incredible. And as far as, like, talent goes, he has way too much.
Is there a siren that I hear in the background? Somebody
you do.
They're coming to get you, aren't they?
It's me. I thought they were coming to get you.
No. I got a pass.
You do?
Cleveland pass.
Yeah, welcome to Cleveland.
Right. So yesterday we were in Detroit, and we went to the Henry Ford Museum.
Oh, wow.
And I posted about 10-minute a video at 10 minute of video on our Facebook last night. It went up at about 3:30 in the morning. But
you were on the road by 9 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock.
That's Mark Storm, the road manager.
That's right.
I wanted to be here last night, but that's okay. He's in charge, and I'm happy to be with him, and I love him, and I will listen to everything he tells me to do.
But I have to say, at 3 minutes of, 3 minutes before the show started, Travis is ringing the doorbell to come in. So Mark evidently did it right.
I got him here. Got him here.
We couldn't find where they were. But
yeah, I don't know what happened.
Did you finally find your way in?
I didn't even stop. I just kind of slowed down, and he said, out, tuck and roll, go, buddy, get up there.
I was trying to help Mark park.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You were trying to help push Travis out of the van.
Does Mark need a pass, by the way? Are they towing him right now? Do you think it's okay?
I got to wonder. I'm hoping. I want to see him sweat.
Because all the gear is in the rental car, Randy.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not good.
Tonight. Yeah, no.
So make sure we're okay, you know? You have to put on the second side of Dark Side of the Moon or something. Go deal with this.
Hey, it's been re-engineered. It's back on the charts.
Is that right?
That's what I heard, that Dark Side of the Moon is back on the charts again with the release of the remastering and the re-engineering of it.
Wow. So back to the Ford Museum. So we went to the Henry Ford Museum yesterday because we were in Detroit. You know, it was our first time there. And we've come to Cleveland several times, as you know. And Cleveland is still our favorite Midwest town. But we're going to start working on Detroit a little bit. My dad was from there, and my grandfather was from there, and my other grandfather was from there. And so I'd never been there. So there's lots of kind of roots in that town, as it were. And yes.
Is there anything left from when they grew up? Because, I mean, I can remember, like, places I went with my grandparents.
Right. Well, what's interesting,
it's a ghost town. There's nothing left.
Yeah, I had my dad. So this is kind of completely the opposite of that, because I have to think it was a ghost town, you know, back then. My dad just turned 71, I hope I'm correct. And he gave me the address or something close, like a cross street intersection of where he used to live. And I couldn't really find much neighborhood around there. And then the apartment address that was on his birth certificate, he gave me that address, and there was basically a huge freeway interchange right there, and I think like a Jewish mausoleum, if I can get that out. So suffice it to say that we didn't go downtown and get into any Eminem rap battles late at night, because if you can tell, I'm not that guy. I can't even say Jewish mausoleum.
Rap to that. Yeah, I mean, this is When I grew up, I mean, one of the places when I was a kid, you know, about the height I am now, but a lot younger, my grandparents would take me to this place that had fish fries.
Mm.
And they used to love to go there. It burned down. It's still a vacant lot. That was a number of years ago. Well, you know, I'd have to say probably about 20 years ago now.
In dog years.
Yeah. Right. Oh, brutal.
So we went to the Henry Ford Museum.
Are we still in the Henry Ford Museum?
It's pretty cool, man.
Okay.
So if you go to the Travis Larson Band Facebook, there's my Facebook, and then there's a band Facebook. But I post videos pretty much every gig from the road and every day that we do something interesting.
Wow.
So I'm not filming now, you'll notice. But we were at the Henry Ford Museum. And see, there's going to be a little bit of that, Randy, right? It's you and eight family if there's not a little bit of that. So anyway, we went there, and they had so much cool stuff. The inside portion of this museum, if you haven't been to it, was 11 acres. This is just the museum part. And then outside, there's like 80 acres more or something like that. And this guy collected buildings even on the outside. He's got, I think, like Thomas Edison's workshop and stuff like this. Like, they've moved buildings to this, from what I understand.
But wow.
All we had time to do was go to the indoor museum, but we saw all kinds of cool stuff. We saw, obviously, all the Ford history stuff, and we saw their first Wright Brothers plane. Oh, Jen's handing me a brochure. So I can remember everything.
She woke up just long enough.
We saw the actual theater seat that Lincoln was shot in. It's like, you know, from 1860 something, I think. And I mean, it's sitting there in glass. You know, still looks like a theater seat. It looks, you know, pretty old, but not that old. We saw the limo that Kennedy was shot in, and so a whole lot of vehicles and seats that people were shot in is what they have there.
They have nothing but the best torture devices.
But really cool stuff. And anyway, that's what we killed our day doing. So if you want to watch us walk around.
No pun intended.
If you want to watch us kill our day at the Henry Ford Museum, it's all on Facebook now. And then I still have to post the clinic. I haven't been able to get a connection because, you know, we were in the car and whatnot.
You posted it from the car?
Oh, no. I wasn't able to post from the car.
Oh, gotcha.
So I posted it from the hotel room at 3:30 in the morning. So you got indigestion there, Randy?
No, I'm actually going to cough, and I was trying not to cough.
Gotcha. No, like, go ahead. Jen's been coughing all week.
I'm trying not to do that.
Jen's getting over some bad case of malaria or something.
She's got that glow about her, yeah.
She's been hacking and hacking on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Well, she sounds a little different. She sounds a little groggy.
It's sort of a bronchial infection, I think.
So when you see her tonight, be sure to come up and say hi.
Yeah. Let me breathe all over you.
Yes, I'll be in the next room. Thank you.
Something
That's
tells
why
me,
the microphones are spaced so far apart.
Something tells me TLB fans, no matter what the cost, will let you breathe all over them.
There you go.
Part of the price of admission is Jennifer Young breathes all over you.
Speaking of Jen, how is Jen making out with her endorsements and things?
Fine. I haven't been home a whole lot to make out with anything, so...
And you know how she likes to do that.
Yes, right.
Yes.
But gear's been holding up great on the road.
Yes, the gear's been holding
kicking
up great.
Butt. And
the Mark bass amp is doing well?
Yes, very well.
For several bass players on the last tour.
Yeah, that's right. Leg. We were out with Larry Mitchell on the last run, and his bass player, Eric Boyd, used my rig and loved it. He used my bass, too.
Wow.
I think he's going to become a music man Mark bass endorser. So yeah, it's been whole
So like, are you getting him set up with the combination now?
Well, it's up to him, but he was using it and he liked it.
He flew out from New York, and so we were basically loaning gear. We took Larry Mitchell out with us for a week and a half, opening up shows on the West Coast right before we came here, actually. And Larry's, if you don't know about him, he's, in fact, I've told Larry he should come on the show next time he's coming through the Midwest, but you'd really dig this guy. He's a great guitar player, Grammy Award winning. He's been producing for quite a few years, so he's kind of getting his feet wet again with live performing and getting out playing his instrumental solo material.
Well, I'm familiar with two discs that he had out, and basically it was like his career just seemed to end.
Yeah, because I think he kind of changed careers, changed directions for a while.
So he got out from behind, from behind the microphone and kind of went into the studio and is doing it, or into the booth.
Yeah, and producing and for a lot of other people is what he's been doing.
Very good.
So
I mean, I love this playing.
Yeah.
Probably, because it's one of those out of sight, out of mind things, you don't think to bring in the disc to play it. So I haven't aired his stuff in probably 15 years.
Yeah, but he and I got on great, and we played together really well. We got in some crazy jams, which, again, if you go to the Facebook page, there's footage of some of that. Our last gig in San Diego with Larry was phenomenal. It's, we had this packed out the door crowd, and we were doing all kinds of crazy stuff, playing each other's guitar necks at the same time and crossing our arms up and doing stupid funny stuff at the end of the night. But we really played well together, and he's got, a really intimidating presence on stage. He's just, it feels like he's about a foot taller than me, big black guy with dreadlocks and a black leather cowboy hat, and really cool guy to play with. But if he wasn't, he'd be pretty intimidating.
Yeah, and somebody said he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
But I've just never have been able to deal with him or find him to be able to deal with him. And a brilliant guitarist. Yeah.
I will see what I can do about that.
Uh-oh, this scares me.
Maybe we come back and we have the Larry Mitchell TLB Cleveland run or something one day.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and then we get Doug Johns to play bass for Larry and all will be right in the world.
Oh, that would be really frightening. That would be scary.
Yeah, yeah. And then, then we take out 3, 4, 5. Pretty soon there's going to be a TLB festival. We'll be traveling across the country, sponsored by Electro Voice. We'll have 7, 8 guys with us.
Perfect.
So, and Doug's coming out tonight. He's going to play. And we're really looking forward to seeing him because we didn't get to play last time. We hung out with him.
Right, right. And as Doug Johns would say...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm smoking right now. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm smoking.
Doug is such a good time.
I keep telling Doug to listen. I keep telling Doug, you got to call in. I'll give you airtime. He's probably not listening, though.
Well, he's very busy. I give him a lot of credit. The man has exceeded at 2 careers. Not 1, but 2.
That's true. That's true.
So I give him a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
Dougie was a race car driver.
That's what's scary. I've seen him drive.
I can't sing the next line because, we're on the radio.
Are you going to play some music?
I am. I was just going to say I got something queued up. Jen picked it out.
Oh, it's mystery song.
I picked it out, yes.
Jen picked it out.
This is called Forest for the Trees. Travis, would you like to give your little spiel on it like you always do every night? Let's hear it.
Oh, the deal with this is you couldn't possibly have given the spiel.
She doesn't tell it.
You're so good at it.
Quite the same.
Right, right. Well, now we've already given away the title, so you can't really lead up to that. But the deal with this is there's a bunch of sections of the song that kind of overlap and trickle together, and if you pay too much attention to any one part, you miss the big picture of the song. So Jen actually, I think, titled this Forest for the Trees, or it was a combination effort, but that's why. So, fascinating.
Well,
I know.
I hate to say it, we have now realized that Jen is spielless.
Well, right
not
now.
Not very often, but today maybe. I apologize. I'm going to try and get my dander up here during this song.
I have a feeling she's going to be firing back pretty soon. So we've enjoyed the peace and the quiet. She's going to be firing on all 8 pretty soon.
Let's get her dander up.
I don't want to do that. Hey, I do have to say one thing real quick, and it's somebody that Karen works with.
Uh-huh.
Karen throws me under the bus once again, but Jerry Aberdini turns 50 today.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Jerry Aberdini. We'll wish him a happy birthday show if he comes out.
Well, there you go.
Get him all the free drinks.
I think he's actually in Las Vegas, though.
Oh, well.
So he's not even hearing it.
So he's already getting all the free drinks.
He may be listening today. I don't know. So, yeah. Jerry turns 50.
This is a California reference, but, Aberdini is the word for fertilizer.
That's Bandini.
Oh.
Nobody out here knows what I'm talking about.
All right. Forest for the Trees. We're here with Jennifer Young, Travis Larson, and Mr. Mark Storm. It's great seeing everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and hopefully about 2:30 or so, Mr. David Garfield's supposed to stop in.
Cool.
Looking forward to that. All right, some Doug Johns from the album entitled Stank.
Stank.
Which is almost as cool as Pocket Full of Nasty.
That's my man, Doug. Every time Doug comes out with a record, we have a conversation about the titles of these records. And we will kind of banter back and forth. He'll throw some crazy names at me. And he has it in his head that I have something to do with this. But
well, you know, he comes up with these bizarre names. And then he wants me to say, well, that's a good name or that's a bad name.
But I have, on the last two records, been, I guess, loosely associatedly involved with at least saying I like that or I don't like that. And he's always tended to go with what I thought was cool. I don't claim any, you know, stake in that, but
he did the same thing to me with Pocket Full of Nasty.
Yeah, well, there's no better title than that.
I said that's probably the best title. Well, you think people will buy it, man? You think they'll buy it for that name? Well, if I had my choice, a disc called Pocket Full of Nasty or not to buy it,
right?
You're going to buy it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
That's an impulse buy. What a great name.
Yeah, he'll call me up and he'll be like, hey, Trav, I got this idea for a record. It's called Pocket Full of Nasty.
I don't know where he comes up with this stuff.
Brilliant. I love it.
So, yeah, we're excited to see Doug tonight. Last time we saw Doug, it was like 3 in the morning and he had to get up at 6.
Ooh.
And he was... you know, they helped us out on the last run when Dale was with us with borrowing Chris Siege's drums. So we were returning Chris Siege's drums after the last Wilbert's gig, and that's the last time I saw Doug. So I'm back at Wilbert's, and we are going to see Doug in a matter of hours.
Now, that's great. I'm glad you're able to get Doug involved in the show. Or did Doug get you involved in the show?
You know, it's what's crazy about it, it was kind of coincidental. I called the venue and talked to Mike about doing a show, and Mike said, what date do you want? And I threw out whatever date this is, because I don't remember.
I think it's October the 7th?
Yes.
I think?
Yes. And he said, that's perfect. Doug's playing. And I said, you're kidding me. So there we go. We didn't even have to try.
Well, they had the band coming in from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what they're like. But I think Doug's going to raise the energy level for this band.
Right. Well, like I say, I heard them, and they sounded a little more on the jazz side or more traditionally jazz. I mean, not completely so, but yeah, Doug obviously is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
One-man powerhouse. And then, so you got the powerhouse followed by the dynamic duo.
Perfect.
And like I said, if I can get everybody on stage at the same time, Big Bottom it is, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
or
just
so
nutmeg.
I have heard. Met her on Sunday. 'Twas my lucky bun day. You know what I'm talking about.
You know, now I see why he does instrumental music. Perfect.
Well, this is not an electro voice microphone. It's not doing me justice.
Oh, is that the case? That's like me saying I have a face for radio because the hair products aren't good enough?
The hair products. Oh, it's much more than the hair products, Randy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But you guys got a website? Oh, no, it's the camera. The camera's back out.
Everybody on Facebook sees what I'm talking about.
Thanks. You guys got the website?
We do. It's the TravisLarsonBand.com. Not Travis Larson, but Travis Larson Band, because we were lazy for years and years and years, and we didn't get Travis Larson, and now some web designer kid has it. And then he's trying to sell it to me.
Really? Nice.
I got an email that said, I sell web addresses, and mine was one of them. It was from this guy.
Does he want a lot of money for it?
I didn't even bother. I figure people know where we're at. Just add band to the end of it, you know?
Well, somebody did that with Lukather's name.
Yeah?
And I emailed Luke because it was up on eBay.
Gotcha.
I saw
the domain. They're selling a domain name on eBay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Crazy.
That's
and
interesting.
It was, I wouldn't have seen it otherwise, but they wanted like $5,000 or $10,000 for it.
Wow.
I emailed Luke, and Luke responded as he usually does.
Right, right. I would imagine.
He gave me the I'm not really interested in it.
The one finger salute.
The one finger salute, yes. So, now what about TravisLarson.net?
No. We don't have that either.
But, did you look in to see if that one's taken?
I have my people check it out. Hey, people.
Jen, what are you doing later?
when you have a time, maybe check it out.
We actually have Travis Larson Band spelled with an E because...
Because people actually misspell it all the time.
Yeah.
However, so you got both.
The true Travis Larson Band spelled with an O. TravisLarsonBand.com.
Well, now, there's a keyboardist named Neil Larson. I think it's Larsen.
Okay.
Speaking of the misspelling on it.
So I think the deal is he would be a Dane and I would be a Swede. I think that's how that all works or something like that.
Norwegian
maybe, or I don't know. It's the whole E-O thing that goes on over there and they get excited about it. E-I-O.
That's way too much thought.
But, yeah, the O is the way I go, and,
yeah,
you gotta love it.
Oh, no.
So, TravisLarsonBand.com is the website, and there's a wealth of information on there. You know, like I said, we post Facebook updates kind of daily, but, the website, the main website has kind of become just a monster over the years. You can hear Jen coughing in the background. Remember what I told you? She's got the bubonic plague.
Well, I had to do that with the string quartet in last Friday. I had to sneak out of the studio, run down the hall, and start barking, and run back in.
But that was just your Tourette's kicking in, right?
Nice.
That's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
So, anyway.
And like, what do you do with all the material that you have that you take off Facebook to put something else up, or like off the...
I have been saving. Well, I never have taken anything off Facebook. It just keeps going. But
the website.
The website. We have all that stuff. And in fact, I think like on the DVD, the Radio Change Live DVD, a lot of those special features were originally, you know, some material from the website, and you know, stuff that had been pulled down and then eventually we used again. Actually, half that MI show. You know, the Musicians Institute. There I go again with the Jewish mausoleum. The Musicians Institute show from 99, I think, is going down. Look out. Now Randy's running outside to cough like a madman. The Musicians Institute show from 99 that we did... that was, you know, we had that on the website, posted most of it for years and years and years, and then we finally pulled it down and kind of updated some things. But we ended up releasing that on special features of the DVD, which, you know, it's a current DVD, but that was an old show. So that ended up on the special features as part of the 10-year anniversary celebration, along with a bunch of documentary stuff on the DVD and that sort of thing. But that's, you know, we kind of hold it for that and archive things, and it's all our history, you know. So you hang on to it. Even if it's stuff that we never want anyone else to see, we kind of hang on to it so we can see it and remember how badly we dressed or how badly we played or, you know.
So do you run into that a lot now? You look back at it and kind of sigh and say, what was I thinking?
You know, not so much. I mean, some of the material, you know, not that we're proud of everything we've done, but you know, obviously you improve over the years. And
you've evolved, that's all.
Yeah, sure. But it's funny, like, as far as appearances, I mean, I kind of look, that we joke about how I look exactly the same in the new DVD as the old DVD, as if you, like, A-B them. I think I'm wearing the same shirt. It's like nothing's changed. It's like exactly the same guy with the same hair.
Oops.
So, but the music has evolved, and that's the important thing. The hair can stay the same forever, right?
Well, now, the music's evolved. Is the playing getting better, or were the chops there to begin with, and it's maybe just the writing's better?
No, the chops have definitely gotten better over the years, and we've gotten better at riding by the seat of our pants over the years, too, as far as, you know, if we do kind of have a train wreck on stage, now we've gotten better at kind of being able to...
No, I have not been on stage. Uh-uh. You can't blame me for that.
You know, if you want to announce the band tonight, though, you know, last time we talked about that, but Mark actually left, and I said, you said last time, I'll announce the band if Mark gets up there and does it with me.
Yeah.
And then Mark drove, he's nuts, so he left before the show even started.
Hey, what a punk. He just up and leaves.
Well,
I had to get home.
But he's not nuts because he left. He's nuts because he was driving to Minneapolis starting at like 8 o'clock at night, and it's like a 14-hour drive or something like that.
Well, he evidently made it.
I made it. It was my daughter's birthday. I had to be there. Had to be there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was well worth it.
Did she have a nice birthday?
Great birthday.
I bet it was better that Daddy was there.
A lot better.
And even though he was passed out on the couch.
No.
They stuck a cupcake on his forehead.
Right. I slept most of the way through Wisconsin, you know, while I was driving. I was fine by the time I got home.
You know, they don't have any cheese there. It's a lie.
An urban myth.
It's an urban myth. We played at the Summerfest, you know, and spent 4 or 5 days there, played every day. And I couldn't find any meal that you would order in Wisconsin that you would expect cheese to be on, at least coming from where we are. They didn't put cheese on.
Really?
I'd order a sandwich and there'd be no cheese on it. I'd order an omelet and there'd be no cheese in it. And be like, shouldn't there be some cheese?
It's Wisconsin.
It's
people.
Wisconsin. What else do they have here? Jen's picking out another song.
Well, I had queued up the first track, Nevermore, but if she wants something else, I'm good with that.
Do that.
I mean, sure. It's her show anyway. She's here often enough.
Is that fusion-y enough for the fusion show?
Hey, you know what? It all works.
It kicks butt.
It's
going to be fine.
Here's the interesting thing about this track, Randy. I'll lead us into it.
Is this the spiel again?
Well, it's a spiel about this song. But the interesting thing about this song, and we haven't done it live yet. We will eventually. But it's a drop C tune, which is like really heavy for this band anyway. You know, we don't do that kind of stuff. And
okay, explain a drop C.
Yeah, well, instead of like, you know, a lot of guys tune their guitars down to drop D, this particular song needs to be tuned in drop C, which is like playing floppy rubber bands on your guitar.
It's so one lower.
It's really low. It's like how Jen gets the brown note on the bass. You drop C. So anyway, but the way this came about was when I was demoing the song, and I probably shouldn't get into too many details of the story, although the person that it's about actually knows the story now.
This is true.
But anyway, we'll talk about the technical aspects of this song.
Is your sister listening today?
No. So that's, if it was her sister, we'd talk all about it. But anyway.
Since I don't have a sister, it would be just fine.
But, well, there's a reference to somebody named Moore in the song. I'll put it that way, a good buddy of mine. But that's all I'll say about it. But anyway, the song itself, a really, really heavy rock song that we wrote. But it was, we demoed it in Pro Tools, which is, a program that you can manipulate audio in and things. And just for fun, I chopped up every other bar and electronically started lowering it to just different pitches to see how it would sound. I had this like repetitive riff, and it sounded really cool. So then we had to learn it and actually play it in that key so that it sounds, basically like it sounded when we were messing around with it electronically. So it's not the Pro Tools altered version that you hear, but that's how we came up with the idea. We were kind of chopping and splicing and pitch bending and stuff, and came up with this really heavy, heavy riff. I'm just going to keep talking until Randy loses his thought, because I know he wants to say something. No, go ahead.
Well, it's actually a good question. When you do, let's say, a drop D or a drop C, do you retune the instrument all the strings, or is it just one particular string, like the D string?
Well, on this particular tune, we had to retune the entire instruments, which is why we haven't done it live yet. But I have seen recently some pretty convincing technology that actually seems to work pretty well, where you can electronically lower the pitch of your guitar without physically retuning it. So it's kind of taking almost like the pitch bending, like a whammy pedal technology, and lowering it. And the old technology, that would sound just terrible. You would hear almost like when you see an old TV show on an HD television, you see all the artifacts on the screen. You almost hear the artifacts in the audio when you do that with a kind of a poor level piece of gear. But there's a couple of companies now that are doing that, and it's actually working. I tried one out, and it was really cool. So that might be a way around this to perform it live eventually. So if we could hit a pedal and detune to see.
Well, I got to tell you, that's way above my pay grade, but okay.
No, you're a bass player. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that means I I need an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes. There you go. You happy? You heard it now.
Interesting thing, though. I could fill a little more time here, Randy.
Well, I got to remind everybody, first of all, because I'm running out of time.
Yes.
You're listening to WCSB.
Yeah.
Well.
So, Nevermore, you want to check this tune out?
I do. Now, you know, after you hear the story behind the song, you understand what's going on, and you can listen for these things. I mean, you know, from now on, we're not going to play any new music until we have the artist's rendition of what they did.
Sweet. I'll just sit here 24/7, and like you said earlier, play every single tune off every record.
Perfect. And, like, I'm going to be purchasing the new Aristocrats record.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, three. Brian Ballard, Guthrie Govan, and Marco Miniman. And I want to know everything they did and the reason why they named it that beforehand. So you're going to help me out with that? You saw him play. You should be an expert.
I saw him play. I'm good buddies with Brian. And,
you should ask Brian specifically about Sweaty Knockers.
Yes. Yeah, the is that the first, like, the free single that they put out?
I think so.
They put out a free single before the album was released called Sweaty Knockers.
Anyways.
Nice.
Very nice,
that's
yeah.
Great instrumental title.
Gotta love that. Here's something called Nevermore from Sound Mind, the brand new Travis Larson Band CD. We miss Dale today because, you know, he usually sits there quietly and doesn't say much.
We miss Dale? We?
All three of us
sitting
here.
Dale. We love Dale. Drummers by adult standards are insane, as we all know.
Yeah. And this is a surprise?
You're just
learning this?
We were in Guitar Center last night doing a clinic in Detroit, and I said, are there any drummers in the audience? And one guy raised his hand, and you know, he had a button-up shirt and was wearing glasses, nicely manicured hair, and I said, you're way too smart looking to be a drummer.
Ooh. I mean, I know Doug Johns says, are there any guitarists in here? People raise their hand and go, there's the door.
There's the door, right? Exactly.
Wow.
But the bass players all seem to get along.
Yep.
Well, because they all know they're never going to make any money.
Right. Once that's resolved, then there's no disputes, right?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, this is really unfair because I'm a bad bass player. And
what kind of drummer are you, though?
I can't do that either. But I mean, you know, now I'm sitting here, okay? We talked to Doug Johns, and Doug is probably one of the best bass players in Cleveland. There's some good ones, definitely. But Doug is the guy right now that's kind of leading the field because of all he's doing.
He's one of the best bass players, period.
Yeah, he is. He's a wonderful bass player. But there are a lot of very good ones.
Right.
However, I'm sitting here in the studio with probably the most adorable bass player I've ever seen.
Mark,
you play bass? See, I knew that.
I do not play bass.
See, the obvious thing would have been yourself, but
yeah, but I know that line that. Where adorable leaves and it's gone. But yeah, I mean, Jen is just adorable. If the people haven't seen the Travis Larson Band, they need to witness Jennifer playing bass.
It's freaky, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
yeah, it's misleading.
She's got those little hands and plays that big bass.
Thing about Jennifer Young is that she can walk into any crowd right after a set, no matter how big. And nobody ever notices her because they don't realize how small she is. And, like, her stage presence is so different than her regular life demeanor.
You know, yeah.
We played, when we did the Ted Nugent 15,000-seat arena, she walked out and watched the show from, like, the fifth row or something like that. And the security guys wouldn't let me. They were like, no, you can't go out there because we don't have enough security to go with you. As if people in the crowd are just going to beat me to death.
Don't they do that when you're on stage?
Exactly.
Well, then again,
I beat myself to death when I'm on stage.
Ted Nugent will say nasty things about you.
No, he gave me a lot of props, actually. He was really cool.
He said that to get you smiling, that he was going to shoot you with an arrow?
He said I had an effing attitude, but in a good way. And he said that he liked that Travis Larson, S-H-I-T, and that all kinds of other stuff that you would have to believe if I actually quoted him, but it was all positive.
Well, you know, the funniest thing I have to say I've ever seen is Ted Nugent when he was on the Miami Vice episode.
Oh, yes. I think
he was like Gene Simmons in the movie Runaway. Just evil.
Yeah. Gene Simmons in the movie Runaway was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really think Nugent was similar to that character.
I got
character.
A message, one of your M20s was not functioning properly. See, I know all about movies.
Then you know Gene's other movie, the one where he's half man, half woman.
That's Kiss, right?
Close, yeah. I don't make this stuff up. He was in a very bad movie.
Wow.
Anyway.
Really? How about Shannon Tweed? Was she in any bad movies?
Well,
I thought they were all brilliant.
That begs the next question. Was she in any good movies?
I thought all Shannon Tweed's movies were good when they came out at that age.
That's right.
At that age, yes.
I would watch them again and again.
And again. Right.
At least that specific scene.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Are you going to play some music?
I am. Jen, are we making you uncomfortable? I'm sorry.
No.
We're here with the Travis Larson Band, Mark Storm, and here's something called Nevermore. Alrighty. Sums.
Like mathematical sums. Or the other background of that is that Andy Summers has some instrumental records out, you know, from The Police.
Oh, absolutely.
And that song is...
I was a big fan of his.
Yeah, that song's a little
Charming Snakes, Golden Wire.
Yeah. And so that song's a little influenced by some of the Charming Snakes stuff. So
okay.
We called it Sums for short, like Summers. That's the little background.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Andy's not a real friendly guy.
Is that right?
No, not real friendly.
He's British.
Is it just a misunderstanding between you and he? Has he been on the show?
Never.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, never. And this was the funniest thing. I was trying to get him on the show, and I was dealing with a publicist in New York. Real nice lady. She says, well, you know, Andy's a little tough to deal with. I said, yeah, he can be temperamental. She says... No, he's just plain tough to deal with. I said, okay, well, yeah, I know that. So we had just about got things set up, and then Andy couldn't do it, which I said, well, I don't know if that was a plus or a minus.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, it's a shame we couldn't get him on, but it made things a little easier because I guess he's not...
Gotcha.
My sense of humor and his
not
style of humor are completely in different runways.
Well, he's been, you know, a huge, huge star for years and years and years, and...
Well, Brian Auger's son, then, Karma, has worked with Andy.
Oh, okay.
And told Andy, yelled at Andy because he wasn't on this show. And he says, I don't even know who this guy is.
Gotcha.
So for some reason, Karma Auger just picks on Andy horribly.
Gotcha.
And he has found that back door to get in and really kind of mess with his head a little bit and to get him to smile and laugh and have fun with him.
So you're saying that Brian Auger's son is messing with Andy Summers' back door.
Thanks, yeah. No! Oh, that was mean.
I'm sorry.
That was mean. I know.
I'm very tired.
As it came out, I was hoping you didn't catch it.
I'm very tired, Randy. I guess I'm just not understanding what you're trying to tell me.
I was hoping it came out faster than that, because the minute I launched that one, I knew I was in trouble.
What came out faster than what?
Yes, exactly. Wow, and now you're really firing back.
Did I tell you it's the Fusion Show?
It is, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It means you're in trouble. But it's great to see you guys in Cleveland.
It's great. Always great to see you, Randy.
This evening, about 9 o'clock start tonight?
Yeah, starting out with Doug Johns, who I have not seen the drummer that he's going to be performing with, but I understand that he's using a different drummer tonight.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting to check out.
Hmm.
And I understand the guy's really good. It should be pretty cool. But what else? Doug's going to be smoking.
He always is.
He always is.
Yeah, man.
Doug said last time we were played in town, we've got a tune called Dreamcatcher off the new record. And he goes, you know, I really like that tune, Dreamcatcher. You got to play that tonight. And so I played Dreamcatcher, and I look around. I'm like, is Doug in the room? You know, I'm going to play this song for Doug. Can't find him anywhere. He's out on the patio smoking. And I'm yelling at him, Doug! So
while you're on stage, you're yelling for him?
Well, yes. Yeah, you were there.
You were yelling for Doug?
Yeah, I was yelling for Doug. Because, you know, I like to think of audiences as just a group of friends, no matter how big or small. So I create a warm rapport, and I like to communicate with people and banter, and, you know, there's a fine line between banter and heckle, Randy, just so you know when you're there tonight.
Okay.
But
got it.
But yeah.
You think I'm heckling? Wait till I introduce the band tonight. That's all I have to say.
Right, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
And Mark will be here. Wait, you know, he went to move the van. Maybe he's not going to be here tonight.
Right, right.
Oh, that's fun.
Screw you, I'm going home.
They've been waiting for him at the door. We heard the sirens earlier, right?
You know, the building's surrounded.
Well, we are the only ones here, right?
Yeah. Tell Mark, go out and say you're Randy Aller. You'll be safe. That's it.
they'll run away screaming, right?
They'll probably shoot him on sight.
It's a way to end.
He's going to be doing the Macarena.
Right, right.
Oh, boy.
People are not getting the visuals, Randy.
I know. It's one of those things. You need a camera, but I can't put up a camera in here. Nobody wants to see me doing a radio show.
Yeah, how come we're not doing a... You need like a net, you know, like a webcam, you know, that you could run during the show from the website?
Actually, at the old studio, we had that ability. We had one. And there were only a couple disc jockeys that actually wanted their images up.
Gotcha.
I mean, who needs to see the disc jockey when he's moving something to knock over a stack of CDs and have CDs everywhere and see him jumping up and down, yelling, screaming, swearing?
Yeah, but you know what, Randy? That with you, that would be half the entertainment.
With me, it's all the entertainment.
Look at television today and what it consists of, right? They have something called bridalplasty on cable, you know, where...
What kind of cable do you watch? Bridalplasty?
Jen told me about it. I haven't actually seen it.
It's like one of those, you know, Discovery. Not Discovery. It's where brides compete for plastic surgery before their wedding day. So they can look...
Because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, just out of curiosity, what do they have on in California? How do we miss out on these award-winning shows?
I think this is the E! Channel.
Yeah, there you go. That's something.
This is national.
Need you say any more?
Right, right. E for entertainment, right?
E for bad television. I don't know.
Excruciating.
That's a show that I don't watch. Let's put it that way.
Right,
that's
right.
A station that I've kind of veered away from.
Anyway, I guess the point being that if that's entertainment to people, then you fumbling around with CDs would have to be some kind of entertainment for somebody. Oh, Mark Storm returned unscathed.
Unscathed.
Well, they have, you know, the Ice Road Truckers, and they have the Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Pawn.
No, I think you had it right.
I walked in at the right
time. That was a slip.
No, what?
Pawn Wars.
Yeah, you're watching a lot of porn?
No,
Randy?
No,
what channel
no,
was that?
No,
like 967?
No. That's just Yeah, that was a disaster too.
Porn Wars,
Pawn Wars, and they have all
now
these
that's
shows.
An idea for a show, Mark Storm. Porn Wars.
Porn Wars.
That's where I was going, but yeah,
it's like one big sword fight.
Oh man,
where's Luke? Where's Luke when you need him?
Oh, that was horrible. Oh, their jokes just get worse.
Who's gonna stop me?
Oh, that was horrible. But
what did I miss?
They have these shows now about flipping houses. They have the Property Brothers. We ended up watching an episode of this. They have this whiny couple that comes on. They go through this house and they say, "Yeah, we want that. We want that. This is pretty much the house we want." That house is $1,800,000. Our budget's only 800 grand. Where do you live now? With mom and dad. come on.
800 grand in Cleveland, that's like a mansion, right?
800 grand in Cleveland is a neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. 800 grand where I live is like a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Actually, right now it's really good. I'm trying to convince Mark Storm to move out where we are.
He wants me to move to California.
Why?
Because it's gorgeous there.
Yeah, well,
it's
and Mark,
beautiful.
Mark, you know, he's like a surfer at heart, and he lives in Minneapolis, and his wife can't take another winter there. I mean, let's be honest, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I thought you were moving down south.
Well, it's southwest.
So they're trying to push
now.
You a little farther
yeah,
west,
yeah. And that's okay. I'd love it. I'd love it.
Well, where is Electro Voice headquarters located?
The America's headquarters is located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah,
like so home of Prince.
Yeah.
So now, is this a good career move, moving away from...
From headquarters, that's okay. I mean, the job I have with Electro Voice, I can do from anywhere in the country because I travel pretty much. And I'm on the East Coast in New York, and I'm on the West Coast in L.A. So it doesn't really matter where I office. I'm flying either way. So, Yeah. They'll make it available to me. And my wife's had enough of Minnesota, so she's lived there all her life. And
well, where are you and her originally from?
I was born in Pennsylvania, but spent most of my life in Minnesota. My parents moved up to Minnesota when I was very young, third grade, and she's lived there all her life. And she got away for about a year and a half to Dallas and fell in love with hot, warm, no snow. And she's threatening if I don't move the family quick, she's going to move out there with the family, and I'll have to try
she's
to catch
She's going to move
up.
In with us.
She will. She absolutely will.
Dallas is too hot, though.
Yeah. Yo, how is she going to tolerate, 40 days of 100-plus degree temperatures?
That's why she's got to move where we are.
Yeah, that's why we got to move to the coast on the water.
Looking for those Santa Ana winds, huh?
Where I live, it's almost always 70s, a hot day is in the 80s, and we never, very, very rarely do we ever get into three digits, ever, and we never get really into freezing.
It's beautiful. It really is paradise.
They liken it to, South Carolina is kind of like the East Coast version of where we live. We live on the central coast of California, San Luis Obispo, which is between LA and San Francisco.
I'm really, really not liking you.
I know. It's brutal.
I've visited. 70, maybe 80.
Visited, fell in love.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, could you imagine living with our temperatures now?
Hello?
For 365 days a year?
I'm on the radio right now. Hey, Randy. My brother's on the phone. He wants to say hello to America.
Uh-oh.
say hello. You're on the air right now, just so you know, so don't say anything dirty.
And what's your brother's name?
Gil, G-I-L. He got screwed, too. Gilbert and Travis.
Oh, your parents had a sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't know if we can really hear him. Here, keep talking.
Well, yeah, one L, not a fish part, right?
There he is. Okay, now I can hear him. All right, I'm not going to keep you on too long because, it's Randy's radio show, but I guess the point I'm trying to prove is that he will call me at the most awkward times.
And now is one of those times.
Well, I was just calling to see when you were going on the air, my brother.
I've been on the air for an hour and a half, and we are down to our last 30 minutes.
Well, make sure I get a recording of that.
Okay. Well, as long as Randy's recording it.
I can do that.
All right, well, I should probably let you go and call you back because we're on the air right now and I should keep talking about something else. But, ladies and gentlemen, my brother Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Woo!
All right.
Gil, Mark, I've never taken a phone call quite like that.
Isn't that awesome?
Leave it to Travis, yeah. Yeah, and you say that I'm the one that's out of my mind.
I would take a call on stage if I was between songs. I think that'd be kind of funny.
Well, I remember once I went to a Steve Vai concert.
Yeah,
and somebody in the front row had a phone, and they're talking on the phone, and Vi says, give me the
phone.
And
grabs the phone.
Yeah, I don't know if it was staged or not. So then they say, who's this? Who's this? And this is Joe Satriani.
Isn't that something?
That had the audience just busting up.
That's awesome.
He'll call you back, click. Yeah, I guess you don't interrupt Steve in the middle of a set.
Right. That's great, though.
It really was funny.
That's hilarious.
It was very funny.
Yeah, you got to keep it. You got to keep it light, and you got to have fun, Randy. If you're not having fun, then the terrorists have won.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, the terrorists. That's kind of a wrong term.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was told that when some musicians come up to the studio, I instill terror in them. And I really don't picture myself as a terrorist.
I instill terror in them.
Oh well. Well, guys, it really is great having you up in Cleveland.
Well, it's great to be here. It looks like maybe we're not going to see Dave, huh?
He was just landing.
Oh, really?
Landing and getting in a car and getting to the station. So hopefully he makes it.
Gotcha.
But regardless, David Garfield is in town, not performing, but he was going to be bringing up George Benson's new record.
Gotcha.
And David had a large part in the new record, so that's exciting. Maybe catch a track or two.
Maybe he'll come out tonight and hang out with us.
He just might.
If we could get a piano in there, we can get into some jams.
Yeah, I don't know if Wilbert's has a piano of any kind.
Yeah, I don't think they do. Maybe we just make him sing.
There you go.
Okay, maybe he needs to play piano. Dance. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But, yeah. So, guys, Again, welcome. TravisLarsonBand.com, the website. How about the Facebook and MySpace, all that stuff?
Facebook is facebook.com/thetravislarsonband, I believe. And then if you go to Facebook, Travis Larson Band, that's me. But you can tell the difference because you have to be friends with me to go to my page. Not that I won't be friends with you. I'm pretty much friends with everybody that wants to be friends. Unless, you know, you're like some evil terrorist or something. Or if you're
or a disc jockey.
No, you're on there. Or do you not count as a disc jockey? Oh, hey, I just got a text from Doug Johns.
Uh-oh. Yeah, man.
It says, just so you know, Randy, just tuned in, trying to call in.
Oh.
Hey, yeah.
Open up the line.
Well, you know what? We're going to have Doug call in, then we'll get him on in just a second. And I have one other one. I got something else queued up, and it's giving me an error. What did you guys do?
That's your CD. You must have scratched it.
Remember I was saying about the discs flying all over the studio? There you go.
Yeah, you want to play something else?
Well, you know, I'm wondering, did I put the wrong disc in? It says disc 2.
Disc?
That's the DVD. It won't play in a CD player.
Is it the DVD or is it the CD? Because he has the live CD.
Oh.
She's wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I
but
have.
But it's kind of fun to hear you try. You know what we could play here, Randy?
Well, we'll make it work.
Yeah? If it doesn't work, how about track 5 off of that record?
I can do that,
there's
too.
A crowd pleaser. We're going to do that tonight. Jennifer Young is going to tear it up.
That scares me.
It's what she does.
What is track 5? We're talking about the Suspension CD.
Yeah, off of Suspension. This is an old classic that we did, which was kind of something I thought maybe Jeff Beck might do, because Jeff Beck always finds the coolest covers to try and do, and do expressive instrumental guitar versions of them. So that's what this is. You'll recognize it once it gets going.
All right, here we go. We're back with the Travis Larson Band as I'm turning on that microphone, and somebody else that just he got it all out of his system. Thanks, Mr. Doug Johns.
Doug Johns.
Hello, Cleveland.
Wow, I have not heard a barrage like that in a long time. Not since I was at work this morning.
Hey, well, let me start this with, you know what I'm doing right now?
We all know what you're doing, man.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good.
I'm smoking cigarettes, baby. Mark, want to go out and have a smoke?
Mark actually ran down to intercept David Garfield and drag him up here.
And so have a smoke while he was at it.
David is on his way up.
So much like...
You know, I'd like to learn what David has forgotten. That dude is so bad, man.
Isn't that disgusting? I mean, David is such a wonderful guy. The thing that really scares me is I met David for the first time. I met him 2 years later. He remembered who I was and from where he knew me from.
Well, that guy's a bomb, man.
It's
funny, too, because, you know, Tony Polizzi, local guitar giant, moved out there. And I know he's been gigging off and on with David, I believe.
Yeah, he has.
David hooked him up with some sweet gigs, you know, so... It's all connected, man.
Well, you know what's really scary is Tony was able to become an American pop idol by being the guitarist for American Idol.
Yeah, yeah. I heard he got that gig.
Yeah, he did. Did real well with
it. How you doing, Travis and Jen? How you guys doing?
We're doing good to talk to you, Dougie.
Yeah.
Are we missing Dale? Is Dale not with you this round?
Dale is not with us because we are on mainly a clinic tour with Mark for Electrovoice.
Gotcha.
Playing guitar centers. But you know what's funny is we've been on this show for now an hour and 45 minutes, and now it's just crazy cacophony of everybody trying to squeeze into the last 15 minutes.
Well, dig this. I got your text. I completely forgot, as usual. But dig this. My grandmother... 96 years old, came over to visit me.
Wow.
So I was hanging out with Grandma. She's 96 years old, laughing, hanging out here in the garage, you know?
Now, Doug, you didn't let her drive that car, did you?
She wants to drive it. She wants to drive the race car. Isn't that crazy?
How'd she get to the house? That's what I want to know.
Well, my dad brought her over, but here's the thing. She, like, looked at my hand, and she says that I got a real long lifeline, so you guys are screwed. I'm here for a while, man.
Oh.
Well, we're not trying to get rid of you. We're trying to intercept you.
All right. Well, we're playing together tonight, ain't we?
Yeah, we are, finally. Last time we came through, we couldn't make that happen, so I'm excited to hang out.
It's all good, man.
The first two acts tonight have enough people in it to almost fill a booth.
Almost form a band.
Exactly.
We could almost be a band, all four of us.
You guys could almost fill a four-top table.
I was saying earlier, Doug, with two bass players tonight, maybe we could do Big Bottom and I'll sing it.
Right. Right.
So
I'm bringing Jay Sims tonight on drums. I don't know if we haven't spoken in such a long time, Randy. We got to get up on the news. Chris, I haven't been playing with Chris this year. He, as you know, is also a real successful graphic artist. So
yes.
He took the year off to put his 100% into that, which I respect. And I've been kind of playing with different drummers, and it's been all good. This is a young cat. I'm twice his age. It's crazy, man.
I like how you censored yourself as soon as you almost started to say
that.
You
see how that happened there? That's pretty good.
Nice catch.
No, I'm 46 years young. He's 23 years old, and he just kicks my butt all over the stage, and I love it, you know? So it'll be fun tonight, man.
Wow.
We're going to get into some jams maybe, Doug? What do you think?
Some jams?
Yeah. A little bit of jamming.
Is there going to be a Travis Larson, Jennifer Young, Doug Johns, and...
Jay Sims.
Jay Sims.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, you know, I'm always up down for the jam. You know that.
Now, Travis, I got a story about Doug you're not going to believe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here it comes.
Won't believe it either.
Doug Johns is like Linus from Peanuts.
Linus. Yeah.
Okay, isn't that a real dirty cat?
No, that's Pigpen.
No. Linus is the guy with the blanket that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm smoking right now. Did I mention I'm smoking cigarettes?
Well, the greatest thing about Doug is he shows up at Nighttown one night. He's brought his bass along. It was like a Will Ferrell commercial for the light beer where you bring your glove to the baseball game where you think they're going to let you play.
Okay.
Doug does that. He brings a bass to a night that he's sitting in the audience.
Yeah, it worked for Jocko, right?
Well, you know what happened?
Yeah.
The doggone headliner asked Doug to come up and join him.
And why wouldn't they?
It was Fareed Hawk.
Oh, Fareed, yeah.
What a monster Fareed is. He says, yeah, come on up and play.
There's another dude I'd like to learn what he's forgot. He's incredible, man.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, Fareed is touring with somebody right now who is it? There's like a killer tour going on right now, Randy. I figured you'd know about it. Fareed's playing with, I can't remember who it's with. But it was like, wow, these two together, I don't know.
I haven't heard about it.
There's something going on.
There's been a lot of really cool things happening lately. With like Return to Forever, getting rid of Al Diniola, mm-hmm. bringing in Frank Gambale, bringing in Jean-Luc Ponty, and then the doggone show it hits Cleveland. Is Zappa Play Zappa opening up for Return to Forever?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been crazy.
That's cool.
Know there's a publicist out of the Portland area is working with some really neat shows. Tony Levin is out with Pat Mastelotto and Stickmen.
Yeah.
And the other half the bill is Adrian Belew.
Wow.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
I just cussed on the radio again.
Whoops. Yeah, I thought you got it out of your system.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about Tony Levin Band is that their initials are TLB.
Oh, look at that.
So at some point, Travis Larson Band and Tony Levin Band need to do a ride.
Right.
Just call it the TLB Tour.
Oh,
hey, how's everything at Morro Rock there, Trav?
Oh, it misses you, brother.
I love that place out there.
It's been beautiful out there. Mark was out there. We just did a week and a half out there right before coming here. That was the week and a half I was going to originally try and drag you in on, but you were out doing something else, right?
Yeah, what was I doing? I just got back from Utah. That's right. I've been out hiking in some canyons.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. With his bass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where do you plug in out there, Doug?
Hey, I got to go to Ontario, California, Monday. Is that close to you guys?
Not really. It's down near, that's like kind of east of Anaheim, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like getting in the southern eastern part of L.A., area.
Oh, okay.
It's closer than Cleveland is, Doug.
I got you.
What are you doing in Ontario? You doing a clinic?
For Gens Benz, yes. We're doing some clinics at the Fender corporate headquarters, I think, or something or other.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we've been we've been the Ontario Sam Ash a few times, and we've done it a few times with Mark, and we've done it with Digitech a couple of times, and so I've been there. It's 909 cool. is the area code, I think.
909, okay.
Cool. I know that because it's kind of down there in that, you know, L.A. area where everybody walks around and goes, 909. Like it's a hip thing to do, right?
I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to get off the plane. I'm going to be like, 909.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like how we call all our highways the, you know?
Yeah, I hate that.
We're going to get
don't
on.
You hate that, Randy? You know, like, we get on, when you come to see me, what do you get on? What route do you get on?
He gets on route the 80 to drive to your house, right?
Yeah. He gets on Route 90.
Yeah,
damn
okay.
It.
Well, you know, Doug, the funniest thing.
We don't get on the 90.
Well, the funniest thing about California, highway numbers are free. They have the 1, the 10, the 101, and the 110.
Yeah.
You every couldn't have come up with a 5 or a 7 or a 6 or a 4? Come on.
Hey, Randy, every time I get out there, I mess with Trav and Jen. I'm like, so do we get on Route 5? And they look at me like I'm from outer space, man. They're like,
we get on
Route
5?
It's not.
No, you get on the 5.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you last time, Doug, but we were watching the national news recently, and they had this huge construction out on the 405, which is
I heard about it.
The San Diego freeway.
Yeah.
And so they were calling it Carmageddon. It was out of control because LA basically shut down for 4 days. But they did national news on this, right? And I think Brian Williams, right, NBC News, gets on and he goes, if you're a native of California, you're used to saying the 101 or the 5.
Go.
Like he made a point to point that out. And you're the only guy that I've heard do that.
That's right.
Like, oh, my God.
It's like totally weird,
exactly.
Man.
You know, and this is nice, Doug, because now we can pick on the Californiaites.
That's right.
Dude.
You know, we can only pick on them so far because the truth is we want to all go there, you know. We just ain't got the balls to go out there. That's the thing.
Yeah, I suppose. I can honestly say I don't know if I want to. It's just it's way too traffic-y for me. I see enough traffic where I'm at here.
You don't live in the heart of L.A. Everybody knows in California don't live in L.A.
But with my luck, I'd be forced to drive through it, period.
Yeah. And Travis, you've given me advice before, I remember, like, you know, if we were driving, I'd say, well, how does it get here? And everything is with traffic. You know, that's like part of the...
Right.
How you talk about getting around out there. It's just part of the way it is, right?
I think Mark kind of learned on this last run because we toured all over California this last time, and he did a lot of that with us, is that there's so much of California that isn't populated, but people always think of it as so populated, but, you know, probably 90% of that coast is empty.
Right.
But once you pass, you know, if you're going down to L.A., as soon as you hit basically the L.A. county limits, it's just... busy until you get to San Diego.
Right.
You know, but between L.A. and San Francisco, there's nothing, and past San Francisco, there's nothing for 5 hours.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really, there's plenty of places to live that are beautiful and not crazy, but once you get into that L.A. area...
Look out.
Are you building something right now, Doug? What's going on?
I'm actually in the shop, yeah.
Like, yeah, he's making lunch.
You're building some dragsters right now?
Well, we're getting ready to build one, yeah. So,
Wow. Doug's like the Jeff Beck of bass players.
I'm telling you.
I wish I had the ability to do that stuff. And I'm going to have you custom weld me some stuff. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but...
Okay. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Right. Or a pack of cigarettes.
Well, I was asking Doug for bass lessons. He wouldn't even give me a bass lesson. You suck when a guy like Doug won't even give you a bass lesson.
No, that's not true.
I am not worthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, you better watch. I'll bring you up on stage tonight. You're going to get down, brother. I mean, we'll bring you up. And
yeah, I'm going to announce, yes.
Yeah,
are you coming down to the show tonight, Randy?
I'm refereeing, yes.
Refereeing?
I am. I got to announce the Travis Larson band, so.
Okay.
I keep threatening him to drag him up there, and he said he'd go up there if Mark was there. So.
Well, let me tell you, Trav and Jen, Mike, who owns Wilbur's, he just loves you guys.
Yeah?
He just thinks you guys are bee's knees, man.
Yeah, Mike's been really good to us. He's
TLB comes to Cleveland. They talk to Mike, and Mike always puts him on the bill, no questions asked.
Yeah, Mike likes them guys, man.
And, I mean, you know, he had a string What is the number, like, 18 tet? An 18 what? Tet?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. The last time they were in town.
David Garfield's walking in the room.
Mr. David Garfield! Well,
ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, David.
Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Hello.
And he has the new George Benson CD.
Well, you know what? You need to get him on the air because that dude's a bad dude, man.
Yeah, you need to throw some headphones on, David.
Yeah, we definitely got to get him some headphones. And he says track 4 for the new George Benson record.
What's up?
David, how you doing, sir?
David, you know Travis and Jen?
Yes,
I do. We have Cleveland bass player Doug Johns on the phone with us as well.
Awesome.
How
are you
doing, David?
Good. I was just taking the 90 to get here.
That's right.
Somebody's listening.
Here we go.
See, David's an L.A. guy. He knows.
The 90.
I used to live on Victory Boulevard. I was born in Burbank.
I live off of Victory Boulevard.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Randy's aunt. That's another story.
Yeah. Gotcha.
What's the address?
Corner of Fulton and Victory. So you guys are in town tonight.
We are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
We don't have a drummer, though. Do you play drums?
Yes. I can do some drums. Got my union card. Hey, man.
David, are you playing in town tonight?
No, I just came from St. Louis where I played with George on Sunday, and I did a local gig on Monday with a great band, great guys. And I just wanted, Randy, that copy is for you to keep. The record came out on Tuesday.
Oh, congratulations.
George's record, and I got to produce and arrange and play. And
wow.
It's the number 2 jazz record right now on iTunes, and I want you to have it so you can play more after today. You know,
absolutely.
Just wanted to say hi.
Man.
Congratulations. I'm sorry, we are about out of time. Herb's up next, but David, welcome.
Welcome. Thank
you. It's always great to see you.
We'll get Mark to intercept Herb. Maybe
play a little bit of track 4. It's a short track.
I have track 4 queued up.
Beautiful.
And give us a little bit of a rundown real quick on this particular record.
Joe Sample, George, myself, an upright player named Ben Williams, Lenny Castro, and Harvey Mason.
Wow.
To play jazz, and it's not too fusion-y, but it's modern. It's modern jazz, and you know, I put a little touch in there, a little charisma, a little phlebotomies in there, so check it out.
Wonderful. Man. We do have to say, David, brotherly love.
You like it?
One of the best records I have ever heard.
Oh, my God. Thank you, man.
Oh, no. Doug, you need to check out this record. It's called Brotherly Love. It's Mike Porcaro. It's like a solo record that has a live band, and it's all Mike Porcaro.
And it's on iTunes, and we're coming out with the U.S. version real soon. We're working on that.
And David has got the most wonderful band with everybody on it. It's just amazing.
It's a good gig. Now, where are you guys playing tonight?
We're playing at Wilbert's.
Wilbert's.
Okay, is it down by the stadium?
The Gund Arena, basically Jacobs Field, all
hey,
that
Herb.
Old stuff. Yeah. Indians ballpark.
Anti-urban.
And there he is. Herb is in the house.
So, a little taste of that Naima before we go. John Coltrane's Naima.
Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye. We have Mr. Doug Jones on the phone, Mr. David Garfield in the studio, Mark Storm, Jennifer Young, Travis Larson. Herb Irvin's up next.
Thank you so much, Randy.
It's so great seeing everybody. Herb's trying to tickle me. I'm not tickling.
All right, you guys.
I'm cramming.
You have some great gigs. I'll see you all tonight.
We'll see you tonight at Wilbert's, 9 o'clock.
All right, bro. Okay, I'll see you then.
And Doug, thank you so much. And David, we look forward to you coming back to town and playing very soon.
That's right.
Travis Larson, Doug Johns, this evening, Wilbert's, starting at about 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And right now.
And Herb is here.
Herb is in the house. But here is Mr. George Benson. What, I'm sorry, David, what is the track?
Naima by John Coltrane.
Wonderful.